Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. For this June 9th, 2025, have your host, James J. Mayloff here, welcoming into the studio some of our good friends from the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen organizations. We have the current crown wearers right now with us. I will introduce your name, let you guys go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience. First, we have Olivia Hewer with us.
Hello, everyone. Actually, it's Hoyer.
It's Hoyer. Yay. I knew it as soon as I said it. I'm sorry, Olivia. Thank you for being here, Olivia. It's good to see you again. And we have Bianca Bowden with us.
Hi, I'm Bianca.
Hey, Bianca. It's good to see you again, too. You guys, thanks so much for being here. I want to tell you both right out the gate how much I have been impressed by both of you. I've heard throughout the time that you guys have been doing this from community members, from people in the area. I've really enjoyed what you guys have brought to this wonderful organization. And I want to dive right into things and start right there. What have you been up to? Let's go ahead and start with you, Olivia.
Yeah, so I had spent a lot of the time, especially when we first started in October, kind of honing in on my CSI and tweaking it a little bit. I actually changed my CSI a little bit. It went from It Takes a Village to Raise a Child to now Tools for Tomorrow. So before it was going to be all about spreading awareness, and now it's more about collecting tools and supplies for the students in classrooms. So a lot of my time was spent on that. And then after we got that all set up a couple months ago, I think it was last month, we finally announced my new CSI, and I got to go to see some schools before school ended, and now we're really diving into prep for the upcoming competition next week.
I can only imagine. So when it comes to, we'll talk about the competition as well, we'll get that in there, and then make sure everybody knows about when that is and how they can attend. You mentioned your CSI, what you were going to focus with and everything. Were you kind of surprised, or were you just, okay, this is bigger than I thought it was, or it's about as you know, big as I thought it would be?
I think it actually got to be a lot bigger than I had originally thought it was going to be. When I first did this, it was solely based for my mom. My mom's a teacher, and I really just wanted to find a way to support her. I knew that's what I wanted to do, but I had no idea of where to take it or how the best way to do that was. And through the organization with my directors, I was able to really get a good grasp of what the community needed and find a great organization. We're working with Stuff the Bus and just finding the best way to help my classrooms and teachers.
I know for me, I was one of those kids that didn't have a lot of supplies, didn't have a lot of things growing up and everything. And I kind of, especially with the shame that went with it for me, I didn't talk to other kids about this. So I think that it wasn't until, again, you know, going off to college that I really realized how big of an issue it was. I can only imagine at your age and with not maybe having some of the data or whatever, walking into it and then finding out, wow, this is, you already know it's important. You know how big of a deal it is. You wouldn't have chosen otherwise. But to hear that part of it and to hear the groundwork that you're putting in on it and trying to bring attention to it, very much appreciated. That's great. Thank you, Olivia. Appreciate that. Bianca, how about for yourself?
So I went to two elementary schools, Woodside and Washington Elementary Schools, and I talked to kids from any grade. And like Liv said, she changed her CSI. I also changed my CSI to making a bigger range of car driving safety and stuff. So before it was mostly focused on seatbelts, but now I've kind of expanded to sitting in the car safely, seatbelts of course, and then phone and like riding in the car safely. So the kids really look up to me. So I think that's a great way to get my message across to them.
Yeah. Yeah, and a very noteworthy topic, too. Both of these are in different ways, but with this, I don't know, Bianca, did you, a similar question I have for you, too. I'm sure you saw this as an issue, you wouldn't choose it otherwise. But once you're in the middle of it, learning more about it, you talk about adapting your message as well. Was that in part because you saw it being a bigger issue or bigger, more to do with it, more layers to it than you might have realized?
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, this is the reason I chose my CSI. I got into a pretty serious car accident where my sister was airlifted to the Milwaukee hospital, and then a few months ago my dad also got into a really bad fiery car accident. So just, I've had two car accidents in my family already, so I can already imagine like the statewide like car accidents, and I want to make that more aware that these things are more serious than you think.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. I'm sorry to hear what your family's been through, but I appreciate you sharing that. I've mentioned to the audience plenty of times, I didn't get my license until later in life. I, for one, being in the city, you just didn't drive as much. But then when I also was through a lot of car accidents as a kid, a lot of them, and it just would trigger something for me. I've beaten that, and I'm okay with it now and stuff. I've been driving for a long time, but it took a long time to get to that place. These kind of things can hinder that growth. Right. And there's just too much. For one, there's too much independence and too much that comes with driving for people to not be able to fulfill that. But then once you are driving, respecting the road and respecting each other, and yeah. That it's not a birthright, it's a privilege to get to drive, to get to be able to do these things. So a topic that your guys' generation are, I think, just my opinion, I think you guys are so much smarter and better about than people are giving credit to, whereas my generation, I think, is the one that really needs the work, really needs those messages that you're mentioning, Bianca, and stuff. In part, not to give excuses, but in part, I think, with mine, we didn't grow up with a lot of tech, and we're still, I think, adapting to it. Where you guys know so much of this better than we do and understand it better than we do, I don't know. I'm just seeing from the people that I talk to, the experiences I have, it being a lot... going a lot better in that route. That's good to hear, and appreciate the stuff. I also appreciate both of you guys mentioning how you started with a message and how you adapted that. We as a society need more of that and need to be better about that. That's how a lot of life is. But unfortunately, you got a lot of people that double down nowadays and stuff. I like that you guys really show that and shine and embraced that. That's fun. That's great. Thank you both. So how have you been enjoying the experience? How has it been going, Bianca? Olivia, I knew I was going to do that. I knew I was going to do that at least once. I get one that I could do. Olivia, how's it been going?
I have been having such a blast, especially with taking so much time with my CSI. It's something I really do care about. And so really getting to make sure that it's going to a great cause and helping my community has been such a great accomplishment for me. I've been able to talk with a couple of classrooms, especially with that last week, even though school was ending. And I just loved seeing the kids. You could see them light up, and they actively were listening to what I was talking about. And I was connecting with so many of them. And just seeing their faces light up when I walked in the room and knowing that I'm here to help them was just such a great thing for me to see, and I think that's been my favorite part so far.
That's very cool. I can hear it in your voice. That's awesome. That's awesome. And Bianca, how about for you?
Yeah, this has been a great privilege for me. Just having those kids look up to me. I knew I always wanted to help the community somehow, so now being able to do that now as Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen is really a pleasure for me, and I just love helping the community.
Very cool. Very cool. Very good to hear. What were you kind of pleasantly surprised about with this experience? Something that, for all the things that we know are coming and you're going to be doing, there's probably some stuff that have happened or things that have gone on that you wouldn't have, just didn't know we're going to be doing. So what were some of those experiences or any of those experiences for you?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would think one of the biggest surprises for me after going into this organization is seeing just how much it does care for the community. There is a lot of, this was only my second year competing, and I did not have a lot of background with this organization before, so I really was used to all those stereotypes of when someone heard of a beauty pageant, that's what you'd think, that's what the Miss Wisconsin competition was. And so after winning the title and just seeing how much the organization cares for the community and how big we're making sure that my schedule is full of getting together with whether it's children, adults, classrooms, or out in the community, how much they care for our community and how it's not about looks was such a great thing for me to see, and I was really surprised by it.
Very cool. Good to hear, Olivia. Good. Bianca?
I was surprised on how fast time is going as a title holder. Like, it's summer, and it's already been months since I've won the title, so time really does fly, and I'm just soaking up every moment that I have left.
That's really good to hear. What do you guys have going on between now and the time that you have to hand that crown to somebody else? Anything fun events you guys got kind of planned going on?
Well, I mean, there is the competition next week that I know we're both stressful and excited for.
Yeah.
And as I said before, I've got Stuff the Bus coming up in a few months here. And so I know there's that. I'm sure there's going to be some fun things with the 4th of July. We haven't really gotten a lot into my summer calendar yet, just because we've been really focused on prepping for state. But I know it will be full, and I know there will be plenty of fun events for me to do that I'll probably enjoy.
Yeah, very cool. Bianca?
Yeah, kind of what Liv said. They haven't really given us like a schedule for the summer yet, but the competition is coming up. And mostly we're just focusing, like the past few weeks we've been focusing on prepping for that, and this summer will be filled with so many joyful memories, and hopefully I can enjoy that. I'm getting surgery actually, so I won't be able to walk, but hopefully we can make the best of it.
Here's hoping. Yeah. If you are royalty, you should have some horses or something carrying you.
Maybe somebody will carry
me. To be fair, it's really good to hear, and we're very excited about the competition too. We will be talking about it, hyping it up, making sure that people are there to in that crowd to take it in and stuff, and certainly want contestants. So I'm sure that you both have had this conversation privately or maybe publicly with many young ladies out there, but if there's somebody out there listening to this and they're thinking about, they've been on the fence about being in the competition and wanting to do this, what would you say or what have you said to somebody thinking about doing this?
Yeah, so I actually got last fall a couple of girls who were on the fence about it to join, and my big reason for getting them to join was just reminding them about how it is an organization that cares more about the individual than the looks, and how you learn all kinds of skills. You practice interviews, you learn how to talk on stage, talk with your community. It doesn't have to be this fear of what you look like or what type of person you are, because this organization is built to be around any and all girls. And so it's a great way to learn all those skills and to build confidence, especially if you're a little on the fence about how you feel about yourself. It is a great way to feel better. I know I really had stage fright when I was younger. And so this organization, being able to prove to myself that I could get up on that stage and I could do this, was such a great boost for me and my confidence. And I would recommend a lot of girls do it because it's great.
Good to hear about that. And thank you, Olivia. Thank you for that. Bianca.
So many of my friends that had joined this year, they said that they were really nervous and that they didn't think that they were ready to get up on a stage like that. But I told them that I was the same way. I was nervous. I wasn't prepared. But then as those workshops were held, that they gave us a privilege of the workshops. So as those workshops went on, you never feel not ready. So many of those girls kind of realized that throughout the experience, that the workshops really did help, and that once they were on that stage, they weren't as nervous anymore. And they gained so many speaking abilities, confidence, and just self-confidence in general. And they really loved it.
Both really good notes from both of you. And while you both are, I'm sure, experiencing it and coming to this from different places, it really do give people a wide range of reasons to do this and some comfort in doing it if they haven't done it before, especially. And I have to tell you both, I thought you guys were great when you came in here. You have grown and are so good at this right now. Please don't get too good at that. I need my job, so please don't take my job. But anything else, you're welcome to anything else around. No, you guys were great. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for everything you put into this community. We're looking forward to hanging out and talking again really soon. If we don't get a chance to talk before the end of summer, have a great summer, and we'll see you guys out there.
Thank you.
Thank you both. You find out more and maybe even be a participant with the MissWisconsinRapids.org website. Head on over there, MissWisconsinRapids.org. Sign on up, everybody. Thank you for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.